Falling Out of the Rabbit Hole. For almost an entire year, I shared a cell with Ray, while we each awaited trial for murder. He described this prison experience as falling into the rabbit hole. Like Alice in Wonderland, he added. It was more than a change of place, a change of atmosphere. It was more than a morphing of the old ways and rules that governed civilized behavior, the stuff we took for granted. For us, it was like entering the culture of another dimension, a place wedged between the depths of a dream and a startled awakening. Unreal. For 10 vertiginous years, I teetered along, not knowing where or when my feet might come to the edge and send me over the precipice. Sometimes I even wondered if there was a precipice. That is, until my first night at Millhaven Pen. The night I heard on the closed-circuit radio that a man serving the same sentence as me had hanged himself in the cell block next to mine just hours before. Of course, I was a straight John going into prison. Most lifers are. And though the fault was mine, that became largely irrelevant to the experience of prison. Guilt didn't make it any easier, that's for sure. But I imagine innocence, though not my path, would have added an extra element of misery and absurdity to the scene. For me, I was scared beyond scared for every hour of every stinking day. I got used to it. Fear became sort of a numb acceptance, rather like what cattle must feel in the chute before the slaughterhouse. Then there were times when the fear leapt out in high relief. Prison has been styled boredom punctuated by extreme violence, but I can tell you, it doesn't take a shank between the ribs to send a jolt of moral terror into the core of your being. I've stood by men who watched their best friend die, men who've been denied parole, men who've stumbled seeking sense inside a bureaucratic game of snakes and ladders, powerless men. That's fear. Hopelessness is fear. Rejection, emptiness, and despair are all the shadow sides of fear. So parole was like awakening from nightmare. I could feel an edge, perhaps slip fully over. Today this old ground seems familiar, steadier somehow. I'm confident that walking down a darkling alley on this side of the wall is far less risky. Is it? Life paroled is life beset with perils, partly because things out here just simply would not stay the way they were. Obstinate time had done its worst, and I stepped out on a January morning to a bending, moving world where I had once only learned to walk upright. I felt so out of place, so visible, a kind of black light beacon, and so wrong, so guilty, so unworthy, and contrarywise, how I resented people feeling I should feel that way. Confused indeed, I was, but how the sun did shine that day. Of course, I quickly married, lived to please her, failed, all the while confident I couldn't act in such a cheesy melodrama. I became unsettled, perpetually unsettled, as the shine wears thin from polishing my image for these 15 years out on the street. I keep it up because I need that clarity when I venture near the edge. I could go back. Oh, probably not for long, but whenever fear decides to rise up through the shape of accusations or small infractions and mere behaviors could be used to land me back in jail, I know this is the horror, much worse than before. Just thinking about it happening has become the precipice, now that I know what to expect. Consider this. The first time that your doctor says, this is going to hurt a bit, you may believe him, but the second time, you know it's going to hurt like hell. I pray there is no future for such horror, such despair in my life, that I will never again test my faith behind those bars where I need to hope my way out, down and through the rabbit hole.